producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, that's a great way to do. This is one of my favorite days of the year. This is the only day that is a command of the entire year, right? March 4th. Okay. It's not exactly a joke because it's true, but I'm not going to mess around. I have Rebecca who's been patiently waiting, or hopefully patiently waiting. She's been waiting nonetheless. So I'm not going to mess around and do anything except welcome Rebecca and see what I can do to help you. Welcome. What can I do to help you, Rebecca?
Hi. Thank you for helping me, hopefully.
Absolutely.
I'm calling because I am in a situation where I have a child with, and the relationship has ended. And it ended now, like, 6 months ago, 5 or 6 months ago.
Okay.
And it's definitely been, like, the dynamic throughout the relationship was definitely a push-pull. It's like the relationship would be going really well, and then my significant other, like, my ex would, like, push me away. And then it would be like we're constantly starting over. And, you know, that dynamic, unfortunately, I thought it would change, or maybe I hoped it would change with the breakup, that, like, that push-pull cycle would end. But it didn't, and I mean, I play into the push-pull cycle, only it seems like the further he pushes me away, he's also somewhat pushing his son away.
Okay. All right, before we go any further, let me get just a little background from you.
Okay.
How long were you and the ex together?
2 years.
Okay, it sounds like you were not married. Is that accurate?
We were not, no.
Okay, how old's the child?
He is a year and 2 months, so 14 months.
Okay. So you've been out of this relationship for 6 months.
Yeah.
So you got pregnant pretty early on in the relationship, it sounds like.
We did, yeah.
Okay.
Go
ahead.
Mm-hmm. No, and it was definitely a situation where I wanted the child and he was not. He wanted the alternative, which was an abortion. And I said no. That's just not an option for me. And if you are not on board with this, like, that's okay. You can walk away. And not in a manipulative, like, I'm playing with you kind of
okay.
a way. Just like, if this isn't for you. And he was, no, he's like, if you want to keep the baby, then we will do this together and I will support you.
Okay.
So we moved forward as a couple. We didn't live together at the time. He lived in his place. I lived in mine. And then that continued on until after, our son was born. And then my mom had come up to help for like the first month. And then we moved in with, my ex. For a time he seemed like he was completely I don't know if it was because it was like a shiny new toy, but he seemed like he wanted to be a family and he was committed and he was very attentive to Atticus and myself and very helpful. And, like, you know, we did, you know, we helped each other. He helped me, you know, as much as anybody could, like a significant other would help. And then probably when Atticus was about 5 months, he just started slowly not doing, helping.
All right, let me stop you.
Like,
how old are you, Rebecca?
I'm 38.
And how old is he? Is the ex?
He's 35.
Okay. Does he have a job?
He is not employed right now. He quit his job. Well, I don't know if he quit his job. That's what he says, but he's not employed.
How long ago?
He, unfortunately, right when Atticus was born.
What kind of work did he, what was he doing?
IT work.
Okay. Has he looked, do you have any, I mean, it sounds like it's been over a year. Do you have any idea whether he's looking for another job or he's taking part-time work or do you have any idea of his employment status at this moment?
At this moment, I don't think he's employed. Throughout, he would do, like, side work. Like, he would go to his, or he would go and work with his ex-employer, I guess. and do like freelance work. So I don't know if that's, I definitely don't think that's continued now.
Okay. Do you have a job?
I own my own business.
Okay. What's your business?
I have a store in Brooklyn.
Okay. Does he pay any child support?
He was here. The whole thing is that he was very consistent with helping financially until we started having, like, until we broke up. And then he was very helpful because I need to explain a few things. At 5 months, he started withdrawing emotionally. And then at like 7 months, he was like, I can't do this anymore.
And did he say what he couldn't do anymore?
Well, between the five-month period, he started slowly sleeping out of the house. And then at 7 months, he was like, I don't want to do this. And then I, being a first-time mom, was losing my mind because I was like, are you cheating on me? Like, what's going on? It became a very difficult situation. And so...
Honey, you could have been a 40th-time mom, and I think it would still be problems. So.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, that's true. I was emotionally just, like, I was devastated. Like, he was sleeping out of the house. I was just...
Do you have any idea what... When he says, I can't do this anymore, it sounds to me that there are at least three, maybe four things. One is being in a committed relationship. One is living with somebody. One is being a parent. And one is having no job. So that's a lot. And I'm not really defending him as much as saying that it sounds like your life, while tumultuous, was fairly centered. You've got your work. You got your mom who came to help. You got your kid. And he, compared to that, had essentially nothing. He has his house. Are you still in his house?
No, because we stayed there for the next 2 months. And then it was like it was like this God moment where his brother was in the house and left his computer open because he was sleeping out of the house. And I looked and I discovered he'd been cheating on me.
Yeah. Well, if this guy came to you today and said, Rebecca, I've seen the light. I want us to be a family. Would you take him back or not?
My best friend says I have this, I come from a broken home. And so my best friend thinks that I have this very like romantic white picket fence. I guess in some ways I do. I would want to raise Atticus with his father. It's just
that's not the same question. If he came to you today and said, "I've seen the light. I want us to be a family," would you take?
Yes, I would. If he saw the light, I would. Like if he made the changes and you know you're highlighting.
What changes would you need?
Well, he needs to have a job. He definitely. Okay. I think he has. I mean, the cheating, he'd have to, like, come clean about that because initially he was honest about it and then he denied responsibility and, like, that he didn't cheat. And
how could you be honest about it and then deny it? How could you say I was cheating and then I'm not cheating?
Well, he didn't really say he was – he never said it to me. He said it to his mom. His mom said that he needed to, like, apologize to me and – like recognize what he'd done, and he said he would. He never said it to me. He said it to his mom. And then after that, when I said you cheated on me, he said when we were having a discussion, he said I never cheated on you. So I don't. However,
well,
it
may be the definition of cheating gets as we've seen on high levels and low levels gets kind of distorted a bit. Seems to me that that's the least of your issues. Well, what's your specific question to me, Rebecca?
So my specific question is this. The push-pull, I was just getting tired of it, and he at moments would become, I guess, rude to me, and he would be FaceTiming with our child because I have come home to Canada, and I'm running my shop remotely because I have partners. So I've come home to, like, kind of regroup, kind of just, like, recognize if I should go back to New York or if I should maybe make a home, a life for us up here. And in the process, it's just been, like, he's sometimes difficult with me. And
let me stop you for just a second. I'll give you all the time you need. Don't worry. We'll pick it up at this moment, just a moment. And Lynn will get to you as well, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas. The attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders.
IDStronghold.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Attention citizens. This man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent. And in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, Rebecca. We're talking with Rebecca, who's got... hi, Atticus.
Yes.
Who's got almost a year and a half old son. And she's been out of a relationship for 6 months. What's prompting the question today? When did you move back to Canada?
Came back for 2 months, and then I came back for Christmas because it's a store, so I came back to New York for 2 months, and then I just recently left a month ago.
Okay.
And since it was definitely, it just went from bad to worse while I was home with him. And
did your ex see him at all during the time that you were back in New York?
He did. He saw him, like, he was helping me initially while I had to go work at the shop, and then he felt that, I think that it just became our clashing, like, opinions. Like, we just, I think that we're both emotionally probably recovering from the end of our relationship, even though I don't think he would ever admit that. And so we would just, it's like, I think we're still trying to figure out that dynamic a lot.
Do you know what you want, Rebecca? It sounds like it sounds like he's a dance away lover, which is the push pull that you're talking about. Somebody who basically is pretty insecure and therefore is quite charming and is really good at reading people and will give you exactly what you want for a limited time. But the closer you get, the more he then becomes anxious because he figures he'll discover the real you, or he'll have to continue that forever. And he can't continue it forever. And he's afraid that if you discover who he really is, you won't want him. So he'll then push you away, and then the whole thing starts all over again. And given the reality that he didn't particularly want the relationship, didn't want to have a live-in relationship, didn't particularly want the baby, clearly is not willing to get married, doesn't have a job, the cheating is nearly predictable. I mean, it's not very nice, but it's, you know, I need to feel that I exist, that somebody loves me. And so having really, and it may have been that all I did was flirt with somebody who...
I guess the difficulty with me is that the cheating is, it's like you're saying it's predictable, but probably because you're a psychologist.
True.
I feel I loved him and like I...
Rebecca, you're not looking at this from his perspective. From his perspective is she's got a job, she's got a business, she's got a kid, she's got a family, I got nothing.
Yeah.
And when you got nothing, what you do is look any place you can for vindication. I mean, think about a street gang for a moment.
Yeah.
Got no family. So you'll throw your lot in with people that tell you you're okay. Think about a cult.
Yeah.
Any place that really preys on people that have nothing. Because when you have nothing, any port in a storm, anybody who tells you you're cute, you're smart, or the world's a bad place and they don't appreciate you, that's really seductive if there's no there. So I'm not forgiving him. I mean, I think adultery is really stupid, because what it does is not only it betrays your partner, it betrays you. You've said, okay, I'm in a committed relationship. I'm abandoning all others. Now, the two of you didn't have the stricture of marriage, and I don't know what your discussion was about fidelity, but it's a betrayal of his values as much as yours. And I know it doesn't feel that way, but it is. And so cheating doesn't make you feel good about yourself. You got to hide it. I mean, he confessed it to his mom. I mean, think about how that feels to say to your mom, you know, you raised your son to be a cheat. I mean, and I'm not suggesting that you pity him. I guess what I'm suggesting is at this moment, you need to think logically about the two different aspects of him.
Mm-hmm.
One is as a boyfriend, and if he's been a dance away the whole time you've been together, the likelihood of him changing that, especially when he doesn't have a job, it's not very high. And I'm not trying to rain on your parade. I'm just saying, look at the reality here. He's always been a dance away. He didn't want a live-in. I mean, the two of you were together. You were pregnant. And you weren't living together. That's not a guy who's into commitment. And you're pregnant and not living together, and the idea of marriage apparently sort of never crossed his, you know, his little pointy head. And then he's willing to deal with the kid somewhat. And I believe he probably loves you. He probably loves the kid. He just doesn't love himself. There's no there. So I think you're going to have to separate off him as an adult partner for you and him as a father to Atticus. And they're not the same.
Mm-hmm.
My guess is if you can give him a way to be an adult, a parent to Atticus, that he will take that. I think that it'll have to be very clear that you're separating those two parts off. And it doesn't hurt to say to him, what do you want? To ask him what he wants. Because my guess is that you were the dominant partner in the relationship. You're the one who has the job. He had the house, but you're the one that had the pregnancy. You're the one who determined that you wanted to have the child. You're the one who's got the family. You're the one who has the options. So instead of saying to him, look, I don't want to have you as a partner anymore, but to say, I think you're a great dad. How are we going to work this out so you can be a dad? Tell me what you want, how I can help you work this out, because I think it's really important that you and Atticus have a really good relationship. And you may have to let go of the money aspect of it, because he just doesn't have it right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he's going to feel a lot better if he can offer it as opposed to you demanding it, because he doesn't have
yeah.
it. So he's going to avoid
yeah.
you if money becomes an issue. In terms of the long term about, well, I mean, he's already 35 years old, so the likelihood of him having this kind of revelation of, okay, maybe it's time to stop being a boy and stop being a man, who knows? I wouldn't hold my breath. And again, it's nothing that you can facilitate or instigate. If quite often having a kid will do it, but obviously it didn't work in this particular case. But losing his job, let me just tell you a quick story. I was a bunch of years ago, I was living in San Francisco. I just moved to New York, went back because I had to do some work in San Francisco, and had dinner with a friend.
Yeah.
And he was saying, well, how's, you know, and he knew I was in a relationship, and he said, well, how's it going? I said, it's not going very well. I mean, he lost his job, and he said, stop right there. You don't understand. You know, when a man loses his job, I said, look, I've been working since I was 10 years old. He says, not the same. When a man loses his job, he feels like he's dying. And I said, yeah, I know it's awful. He said, no, you don't understand. For men, it is their lifeblood. When they lose their job, they feel that they're not manly anymore. They can't support people. They don't exist. They quite often have sexual problems. So I understand that, and I'm not making excuses for him. I'm just saying realistically, you're going to have to write him off in your head at least as a boyfriend anytime soon. Doesn't mean you have to write him off as a dad, and giving him that option may be a lifeline to him, which isn't your responsibility, but it never hurts to be, if it doesn't cost you much and you actually benefit from it, to offer somebody a lifeline. And I think that's, that. If I were, well, I guess I am trying to convince you of how to view this, I would view him as neutral. You don't have to hate him, but loving him right now is going to be a waste of time.
Yeah.
But giving him that option of how do we co-parent Atticus, let's talk about that.
Yeah.
And let the rest of it go. Decide and make all the decisions that make sense to you.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yes. That was exactly what advice I was looking for.
You got it then. All right. If you need any more help, call me back.
I will.
Lynn,
so much.
You're welcome, Rebecca. Lynn, you'll be next. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders.
IDStronghold.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea. Anything I can help you with, I'd be delighted to do so. 855-993-7569. Lynn, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Welcome.
Hi, Dr. Joy. I'm calling you. My question is basically, what do I do now?
Okay.
And the scenario is, I've been dating a guy now for 5 months.
Okay.
5.5 if you count, like, the time we chatted before, I suppose. But yeah, I mean, I've known him for 5.5 months. And, he's recently divorced, so he was divorced 7 months ago, so just a few months before I dated him, which I know you're 1 year. Rule, which is very true, and I spoke with you about this issue around right before Christmas because I was debating what to get him for Christmas, and then at the end of the day, you said if the relationship goes somewhere, it doesn't matter. If the relationship doesn't go somewhere, it doesn't matter. So basically, it doesn't matter what I get him for Christmas.
Yeah.
And now it's just very.
What did you get him for Christmas?
I ended up getting him a tie and a event.
An event?
Something to do together. So it was kind of a mix between what the something yeah. material and.
What did he get you?
A bracelet.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, like
all
a
right,
little
so,
leather bracelet thing, yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, he, just to review, he has one son. He's 48, I'm 45, and the divorce is over, but he still has this, they're now I don't know how do you say it, he's putting the petition in again to get his son more so he doesn't have to pay as much, get bigger custody of him, and he has basically the idea right now is that he has an apartment that he told his landlord that he's going to leave at the beginning of May, but he already canceled the apartment in November, so he's known that he's going to leave this apartment for 6 months. Now all of a sudden, I told him, you know, you might want to consider selling your stuff, and because he wants to get rid of a lot of things, because he rented an entire house, and he needs to now move into a smaller apartment. And he would like to get married to me. He would like to live together. For me, it's way too soon. From every perspective, I mean,
yep.
from my personal perspective, from the fact that it's been 5 months, so this is the background of the story. But the
how old is his son?
His son is just turned 8.
Okay.
And I haven't met his son because it could influence, you know, the custody stuff. He would like that I meet him. He's very anxious that I, you know, meet him.
Yeah, it's a little soon. I think you need to decide.
That's what I do, too.
Yeah, this sounds like
whether
a guy who
yeah.
is kind of floundering a little bit. Whose idea was the divorce?
That's the thing. I think it was his wife's idea.
Yeah. Do we know why?
Well, I'm starting to discover why, and that's my question. You know, there's that famous saying that my mom tells me all the time, that he tells you his side and his actions tells you her side. he's constantly breaking up with me. It's this break up, get back together thing all the time.
Yeah. This is National Dance Away Lover Day, apparently.
Yeah. I was thinking that when I heard Rebecca's call. It's basically like, he's extremely, I mean, I know he's very interested. And he's opposed to Rebecca's story. He has a great job. But there's just something very benign, let's say, at the dinner table, and he kind of keeps that in his head, and then right before we're going to bed, he says, he does something he knows kind of annoys me, and I don't say it like nasty, I really don't. I just say like, can you stop that or whatever? And then he says, that's it, it's over. But I think he does it just to have a catalyst to start his, tantrum.
Yeah, very likely. I mean, look, as you know, when you're, well, no, it's very consistent. It's not much fun, but it's pretty predictable. As I said, dance away lovers have the sense that if you get too close to them, you'll discover who they really are, and then you won't love them anymore. So they figure the best defense is a good offense, and they're very charming. They're very good at figuring out exactly what you want. And if they can figure out what you want, they can figure out what you don't want as well. Is the sex good between the two of you?
Yep.
Are the two of you living together?
No, that's the thing. He wants to live together. And
his lease is up.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly it. I am like totally convenient. And then he told me like, well, you know what? I can move in with you. And I have like I have an apartment that really I have no extra room. It's like a living room.
Yeah. Well, but Lynn, look, if you lived in the Taj Mahal, it still wouldn't make any sense.
Fair enough. Yeah.
You have to decide, and 5 months is not very much. I mean, look, you've got a whole bunch of issues going on. First of all, even though he wants you to meet the 8-year-old because he's thinking mostly of his own needs. At this moment, it's too soon. He's been divorced like 10 minutes. He hasn't, he obviously, I don't know what the what, when you say he wants more custody of his kid or wants to pay less money, you don't want to be involved in any of that.
Exactly.
And you don't want to meet his kid because kids fall in love with people. They don't really get dating. And you don't, I mean, it takes 6 to 9 months minimum to know whether somebody's a keeper. And this guy is giving you all sorts of warning signs. It's too soon out of a relationship. You don't move in with somebody because their lease is up. You move in with somebody because the two of you want to be together. And the next stage is, I mean, obviously you're committed to one another. The next stage presumably is either engagement or marriage or some kind of, I mean, living together presumably, unless you're in college and you don't plan to sleep together or you're treating sex as the same thing that you brush your teeth. You don't live with somebody until you're pretty certain because, and this is, I mean, when he says, okay, it's over and the two of you are living together, what does that mean? Does that mean that he leaves? And if he leaves, where does he go? If he has no place to go, does that mean he stays because he has no place to go? I mean, the living together is
no,
obviously.
I'm with you. That is not my question. I'm totally.
Right. So what's the question?
An engagement. Then you know exactly. Then we live together. Then we have a date when we're engaged, and we get married. That was always my plan.
And you don't want to do it till a year. You don't want all the sort of going back to court about this. You want that all to be behind you. You want him. And his priority at this moment should be his son. The first year after divorce is really tumultuous. And a new relationship is really diversion because all of us gets diverted by, you know, some kind of new stud muffin in our life. But it's not where it should be. So what's the question?
But I'm totally with you. So the thing is that a week or 2 weeks ago, let's say it was like the 15th of February or something, he did this. And I said, this is not the way to solve a problem. If you have an issue about, I don't know, some door being open or whatever, it's always a benign thing. Then you can also say, you know, I can't stand it when you do that. That really like pisses me off or something like this, right? Like I can handle like an argument. But I can't handle that the whole relationship is just crashing.
All right, let me help you deal with that specific issue, and then we'll go to your question, all right?
Okay.
When somebody is constantly saying, okay, it's over, say what you say to him, the next time it happens, have your bags packed. Because the next time you say it's over, it's over. So I don't want to be threatened. And I understand that emotions can run high, but you're putting me in a position that I either have to take what you say seriously, which means my heart gets broken, or to ignore you completely and assume he's just having a temper tantrum. I don't want to treat you as a child who's having a temper tantrum. Therefore, I have no choice, if this is to be a relationship, to take you seriously. So understand, from now on, when you say it's over, it's over.
Uh-huh.
So, because that at least will help him hopefully stop. And if not, then you have to stick by your guns. You have to say, okay.
Yeah.
And you can't do this because what we do at the beginning of a relationship determines how the relationship goes. It's very hard
exactly.
to put something back on track. All right. So what was your question to me? But for the threat, all I have to do is say to him today, I can't do this anymore because either you're breaking my heart or I have to treat you like a child. All right, so we're up. Let me you formulate your question.
Okay.
We'll come right back and I'll answer it. All righty, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections,
infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, we're talking with Lynn. This does seem to be National Dance Away Lover Day, and women can be dance away lovers as well. It's not only men. It's people who are incredibly charming and are really good at reading you and seeming to be the perfect person that they sort of are, seem to have your heart under scrutiny. But the closer, you can only get so close. And then, for example, I get calls a lot from people who say, we're having this great relationship. We went away for our first weekend together, and he called and broke up the next day. And that's classic dance away lover, that they will only get so close. They don't they're not malicious per se. They're not intending to be manipulative, but they are. And they're very dangerous because they are so compelling and so charming and so sensitive to your needs. But their overwhelming need is to feel safe. And they don't really like themselves very well. So it's very hard for them to be in a relationship because they figure it's only a matter of time till you discover their terrible secret, which is they're not very nice people, or they're not very smart, or they're not very moral or whatever it is that they don't like about themselves, and then you'll dump them. So they keep, it's like spinning the plates. But it's very hard to be on the other end of that because they are so charming and they are so sensitive and they seem to be able to read you so well. But they'll only let you get so close and no closer. All right, so Lynn, my darling, what was your question?
Okay, so that's just what you say right now. Does that change based on the person they're with, or is that just how they are, period?
Well, I think what you're really asking is it an can they sort of realize that and change their behavior? And the answer is, look, I'm a therapist, so I believe in people being able to change their behavior. But they have to want to. There has to be a reason for them to do it. And the fact that, yep, that you want them to isn't in and of itself enough. The fact, let's take this case. Let's assume that he really does love you and really wants to be with you. And you can say to him, you certainly don't want to be his therapist. You don't want to be his mom, even though he has temper tantrums. What you can say is, this is the part of you I really love. This is the part of you that drives me nuts. I've talked with a friend of mine, or I talked with Brown, or I talked with a therapist, or whatever you want to say. And, or you don't even have to say that. You can say, until you can trust your own impulses, your own feelings, so that you can, because you can't reassure me until you can trust them yourselves. I think you need, going through a divorce is tough. Having to deal with being an absent parent for an 8-year-old is tough. You've got a lot on your plate, and I think you're a great guy. And what I propose is that you go do some, stabilize, get yourself an apartment, maybe do some therapy, and then let's talk when your divorce is a year old and see where you are. And because I think there's some wonderful things about you, and in the meantime, let's keep in loose touch. You know, maybe we could give each other an email once a month or something. Understand, the likelihood, Lynn, is he's going to find someone else. Because he doesn't like being alone. He's looking for an apartment. He needs a distraction. If he gets more custody of the kid, he's going to want someone to help him take care of that kid. So, but having said that, so it's possible that you'll lose him. But you don't have him. So the question is, when do you want to take the risk?
Yeah, that's it. I mean, the thing is, he threatened before, during the break, before you started mentioning this in your prologue. I thought, you know, he said this like almost, 2 weeks ago or 2.5 weeks ago, that he threw this big temper tantrum. We were on vacation. It was unbelievable.
Yep.
Put this rollout bed in the we had a suite and put it in the other room, and just accused me of everything, like any kind of nice thing I had, I must have slept with men to get it. I mean, just nasty stuff. Yeah. I mean, unbelievable.
Well,
I said, if that happens again, it's over. And then 2 nights ago, it happened again.
Well, but you probably said before it was over. And so he knows what you've taught him is he can have a temper tantrum. Look, the first temper tantrum, whether you're 2 years old or 102 years old, you don't know what's going to happen. But once a person has said, okay, naughty, but they stick around, then you know you can have a second temper tantrum. And when it happens again, so you've taught him it's okay to have a temper tantrum. And I'm sure the next day he's very apologetic. And there's going to be somebody who's going to call me and say, how come you didn't talk about the fact that that's a pattern in domestic violence? That whether it's, and I really do not equate physical abuse or emotional sort of, because this is manipulation. The manipulation is always kind of damaging with hitting somebody with your fist or a baseball bat. And they're very different kind of events, because how we confront them, how we defend ourselves from them is very different. Your choice at this moment, because you've taught him he can have temper tantrums, is that you can certainly try. I'm not saying you have to do this today, although I'm not sure what time it's going to do, but you can be curious about it. You can say, all right, I've now said that if you did it again, it was over, and I don't want to do the same temper tantrum that you're doing. So as far as I'm concerned, I'm not going to see you for a month. And in a month, maybe we can have a dinner date and start all over. I don't. Do I think it's going to make a huge change? I do not. But
I don't either.
So the question is, how much time do you want to waste on this? Or spend, waste is not a fair word. How much time?
Well, that's
do you
my
spend
point. I mean, that's what I'm trying to figure out also is, like, what is behind all of this? Because I
understand
I
it's not.
I believe that, I mean, I understand it's like your worst personality comes out in a bad time. I understand that. You know, when people are stressed, then they act differently than when things are all going well for them. But I think that there are people that have extremely bad situations that can somehow still be able to be polite to someone or still be able to just
not the whole world. I mean, listen, you're 45 years old. Presumably you've dated before. This isn't how everybody behaves. And there really are drama queens. And to a certain extent, a dance away lover is a drama queen. By definition, that's how they dance away. Most of them. Some of them, I suppose, could just sort of disappear on you. But his pattern is more common than the just disappearing on you, which is to pick a fight over nothing. Because it gives you an excuse to say, see, it's all your fault.
Exactly. He's always waiting to put that sign on my chest of, like, it's you.
Well,
and he will ask me questions about something until I say, no, I don't really feel like doing that. Do you want to go out to dinner tonight? Yeah, sure. Okay, which three restaurants? Oh, how about this? You know I hate that place. Okay, well, then let's go to the other one. No, why don't we just cook at home? Well, I don't want to really eat at home. See, then it's like this.
Well, but understand that it's not only that he's only, but you're holding your breath all the time. You're sort of waiting to see how, you know, when's the next temper tantrum. Think about what you want and whether or not, I mean, don't expect him to change because you want him to. People change, but it's because they decide that their behavior is no longer profitable. So maybe what you need to think about is how to make sure it's no longer profitable and then see what happens. But I wouldn't hold my breath if I were you. I don't want you to turn blue. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Okay.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.